That has recently begun to change. Regulators relaxed controls over initial public offerings, paving the way for hundreds of new listings. The value of being a shell diminished. The delisting reform, introduced on the final day of 2020, attacks the problem from the other end. Companies with share prices below 1 yuan, that's 15 cents, for 20 consecutive days, will now face automatic delisting. Those that fraudulently overstate their earnings by 100% for 3 years are on the chopping block too. The process will also become much faster, eliminating an intervening trading suspension when troubled companies could find buyers. China's delistings could increase to about 50 a year. Some investors complain the rules are still too lenient. For example, Luckin Coffee, a Chinese would-be rival to Starbucks, was kicked off Nasdaq for fabricating transactions. In China, its listing probably could have survived. But Zhou Maohua of China Everbright Bank counsels patience, saying the rules will be adjusted over time. In Gang Tai's case, the company overstretched itself. The gold miner and jewellery maker got pulled into property, even planning a skyscraper, and bought Buccellati, an Italian jeweller. But as it racked up huge losses, it defaulted on bonds and sold its best assets. Delisting is its latest humiliation. At least it can console itself that it will soon have plenty of company.